I journeyed with our son, missionary Matthew, to Nepal in India this summer. We had a 6-hour layover when we got to London, enough time that we felt, well, you know, we got to do something with this time. And when would I have another opportunity to be in London? So we jumped on the underground, that's their subway, and headed for downtown. Now, we were going to make sure we didn't do anything that took too much time, nothing that would interfere with getting back for our next flight. So we didn't even go in anything. We walked by St. Paul's Cathedral, crossed the Thames, alongside of Westminster Abbey, and got back on the underground. But that branch of the underground had major construction. And it took us way longer to get back than it had to come. Breathlessly, we got to the security gate 35 minutes before the time for our flight's departure. And they sent us back to the ticket counter, where we waited in line, fretting over time and flight. And you probably guessed it, all to no avail. Because we hadn't cleared security 35 minutes before flight, they gave our seats to other people. They had overbooked the flight. What a mess can be made with all of its connecting ramifications when we miss our time by just a few seconds. How many other flights do we miss because other things distract or delay us? We don't intend to skip our homework, but there are other things to do, and our adventures in time delay us until no time is left. Now, missing a flight out of London is a major inconvenience, but it is nothing compared to missing our flight to heaven. I'm sure that all of us agree we do not want to miss our flight to heaven. And yet, how often do we maybe think, well, I have plenty of time for other things. I want to see the sights of the world too. And yet those other things can then take our focus off of Christ and that trip to heaven. Luke 21 warns us that that day will come upon us unexpectedly, like a trap. Like the five foolish virgins, we may even be waiting for the bridegroom. For the time of our departure, we may be praying we make that flight. And yet, unexpectedly, focused on other things, we have run out of oil. Even when we are carefully aware of the dangers that may be there, the vagaries of unconsidered circumstances can catch us unexpectedly. How many times have you thought, I'll have time for that later? And yet, none of us knows what construction delays may be in our path. How many people will there be on the last day who almost made the flight? They were there, but focused on other things, they were caught in the weeping and gnashing of teeth. What a pertinent warning we have for us in Ephesians chapter 5. Listen with me to verses 15 and 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. What does it mean to walk circumspectly, carefully, redeeming the time? Well, one thing it certainly means is that we walk keeping the goal on Christ and eternal life. God's goal, that we make that flight to heaven. Jesus gave his own blood to redeem you from all your sins, from death, to buy that ticket to heaven for you. He gave his Holy Spirit to get you to the goal. There is nothing that is more important. That doesn't mean that we need to become grim Puritans with no joy in life at all. That's its own misuse of God's time. God has given many gifts for our enjoyment on this earth. But redeeming the time means that we use all of them in connection with that one overall goal of eternal life in Christ. To walk carefully, redeeming the time, means, secondly, that we gain the wisdom that in myself I am not in control of time, nor its master. Too often, it masters me. So easily, those unconsidered circumstances can catch us unexpectedly. Nor can I control the call of God's grace. We cannot deny the call of grace, saying, well, I'll worry about that later, and then produce it on our own at our time. No, we need to rely on the Lord's time and the Lord's grace. And how thankful we can be that our prayers and praise ascend to him who's described in Isaiah 57 as inhabiting eternity. Think about that. You and I cannot even inherit 1 second with all of its connections. But our God inhabits eternity. He knows the end of our time with all of its connections from the beginning and everyone else's. And he has promised that he who began a good work in us will also perfect it. Praise the Lord that he did not miss the time of his coming to redeem us by even a second. Praise the Lord that he does not miss 1 second of being with his children. Truly, our times are in his hands. And daily, let us place them there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 123, we'll sing stanzas 3 and 6 through 8. Stanzas 3 and 6 through 8, hymn 123.